先生啊。
So, so just before we carry on, as the end of the last year is quite quickly test, so I might just go over it about here, just it's also written again to what we'll carry on today. So hopefully we'll finish this year, which is the first of the Ikrim Ashur Karata. But before that, we'll just go over what he said in just before this test. So he explained the what Shuvah does and how it works. And he said, well, the Apostle Kibbutz Moshe, we imagine Shuvah, especially as we saw at the beginning of Beni Yonah, it says Shuvah is a Teva, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It's a Teva. In other words, so what does that mean? You did an Aveira, there should be no way out, and Hashem made this new thing, like a magic wand, you wave a wand and you did Shuvah and the Chet goes away. So you saw that's not how it works, right? Even though Shuvah is a Teva, there's a process. Well, Hashem made, he created the world in a way, the Torah was given in a way that it is a process, it's called a derech, there's a path, so he made a path, there's a path he goes through, right, which works, there's a mechanism to Shuvah. And Benyamin explained what happens when you do a chet, that affects the neshama, right, dirties it, sullies it, and it has a stain, and Shuvah is the process of washing it, like the shosuk, which is the moshul of like washing the beggars. Right. In other words, you can have a stain, spill some ketchup on your shirt or something. You can take it off. Yeah, you can take it off. It's all left some sort of stain. Right. So if you wash it, it'll go off. There's something that should be more of a stain, and you have to. It's not enough just to wash it. You have to, you know, really soak it in, you know, a bridge or something. So that's what how when you explain that's what Shuvah is. Right. Shuvah, the Aveira leaves a mark on your lave or nefesh. On the lave or nefesh, we mentioned last week, it seems a bit unclear. Start talking about the nefesh and the lave. Sometimes use the word ruach. And our job is to, the act of shuvah is the person, the mechanism, which way we can clean the neshama, so to speak, or of this stain, is the act of shuvah, especially the yogoin, which comes from the lave. That's an act of cleansing the neshama. So. It's not exactly clear the relationship here between the lave and the nefesh mentioned last week. As the Nefesh Chaim says, there's really three parts to the neshama. There's a starting from the bottom, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So that's the neshama is like, I don't know, the highest part. As we say every morning, so nothing we can do can affect the neshama really. That's really totally spiritual. That stays there. The nefesh is really the lowest part, which interacts most with the guf. We talk about our lives, we talk about the tchonas nefashot, nefesh, you know, a physical life, that's really the koyach of the nefesh. That's the most. In the middle, you have the ruach. So, see maybe soon, later on. So, we have our job in this world is that. To that the neshama and the ruach should overcome the guf, and by doing so, that will affect the nefesh. I'll bring up the nefesh. If you do a veira, then it's the other end. He says that the nefesh drags down the ruach. Okay, so Akapani, he says that these three things, the neshama, ruach, and nefesh, they are placed where that means in the body in different places. They have the moyach is the neshama, the lei is the ruach, and the kovet, the liver, which is, seems to be the place in the most gashmius, where the blood goes through, that's the nefesh. Okay, so it seems here, that's what say maybe what we're saying, we talk about the ruach and the lev go together. And when you do that various, that affects the nefesh, that part of the ruach, and by working on your lev, which is the neshama, comes from the lev, and all this, these the emotions and the tsar and the yoga and all the things which he talks about later, that cleanses the lev, which affects the nefesh. That's what you said last time. I understand the chur, that's, I don't know, for a part, Poshrat and the Pasuk we're saying now every morning, Emiur Chatzaichem Keshonim Keshoni Keshene Galvino Emiadimu Katzaila Katzemer Yiyu.
Translate.
If your sins will be red like Shoni, which is red thread, then they were asking the Shbokhu to make them white like snow. And if they are Taylor also some sort of red, some shade of red, then they should become white like wool. So the Maitre, the Mishnah says in Moshua, talking about the Negoim, Saras comes in various four shades of white, the Mishnah says. Semer Shedek, Semer Sid, whitewash, and the Leaven of the egg on the Russian Leaven of Esau, of course. So the egg white. So it's one of the issues, it's different levels of whiteness. The most, the brightest white, of course, is the Shedek. And after that is Semer. So the third apostle is saying there's different, I am assuming, Shoni and Tay, there are also different levels of redness. So red seems to characterize head, and was asking Adish Boko to, however red it is, to whiten it. So if it's more red, then it will come, I'm guessing, to less of a state white. And if it's not so bad, if I toy, then that will come to whiten us like Shalek. But I'm saying that with Tshuva, we can eventually get to the Dag ahead about the Fatoyma that will totally whiten me of no memory.
I think explanation which much more close than we have, because it's white and green and yellow and streaks, I don't know how to penetrate my mind. There is that when you have hay, and then you make the Tshuva,
right.
There's no animal Michael, there's Michael Platt. It's Michael
Platt.
Michael
Platt
never did
anything. Right. Okay, that's a 100% true. But what we saw,
because there's all this covering. How you take my heart, my ear?
I don't know. The Rambam maybe could be the Rambam says something along those lines. We'll see something more also. Even in Rabban Yonah, maybe something like along the lines you're saying. But we're just saying what it says in Rabban Yonah. So as I said, it has a mechanism, and that's the mechanism the way Tshuva works. That Tshuva is the act of Hashem Shmuel gives us the ability to remove the pigam that we cause to our neshama by Tshuva. And there's a way it works, even though it's a Torah. We said before, it's not just if you do Tshuva, Hashem will wave a wand and all will disappear. There's a way to do it. Okay. That's it.
But from the Rabbah, I mean, even depends on the Avera.
Right.
Tshuva alone may not be sufficient.
Yeah, that's everyone. That's
yeah, I'm saying.
That's the Gemara, the Mishnah, even, and the Chalukah Kapara. Right, so I'll talk about themselves. Some things need more than that. Yeah. Right. You know, the Rambam doesn't go so much into detail of the mechanism of the Tshuva, how it works, okay, like when Yonah does. Talks about Tshuva. It is maybe a much more, it's like Mr. Goffman is saying there.
That's Rambam
here. Right.
New person. Okay, that's also all. It's the right way to do it, not just your freaking.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to start with Yud, which is the first of the Ikrim. Hopefully we'll finish with Yud today. First of the Ikrim, he goes into the exact mechanism of what of Tshuva, the components of Tshuva. Atom of Lori Ikrim Tshuva. So Ikr HaRishon is HaKharata. So, now everyone knows already, there's three main parts of Tshuva which you can't do without, which Rabbeinu Yonah calls Vidui, Rabbeinu Yonah calls Sharot and Azivat Achet. In the words of the Rambam calls it, I suppose, also Charota, and Kabbalah al Habo. So, those are, yes, you have Sharot in the past, and Kabbalah al Habo, or Azivat Achet, future. That's the basic Tshuva which you can't do without.
You have to do
these three things exactly. If Charot is okay. So Azivat Achet or Kabbalah Labo, or I'm called Kabbalah Labo, is to decide to make a Kabbalah not to do that. You're not going to do this Avera anymore. A decision, a resolution not to do this Avera anymore. Right. Or leave the path of the Avera, Azivat Achet. And also, you have to have Rambam Misnochem al Over. You have to be sorry, regret what you've done in the past, be makabel in the future. You have to vidoy for some reason, you have to say it out clearly. And that's the basis of Tshuva. And you have to say it. Vidoy is you have to say, or the Rambam says, you have to say this Kabbalah and this Charota out the pay after.
I think Rambam has three, not that it's the same, but A, you're sorry that you did it, B, you're embarrassed that you did it, embarrassed and very important.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what? And
right.
still, you said I'm not going to do it.
Right.
How do you
yeah.
know that you're saying?
No, you have to say that. You have to say that you are in marriage. Right? Because you have to vidui.
The
tshuva is sheyazev choyt achetoy,
but that's the mitzvah, right? Vidui is the mitzvah, according to Rambam.
Right. So the Rambam is very unclear. He seems to be saying that both in before he starts off, and he says the mitzvah, and how he starts off, says the mitzvah is that when you do tshuva, you say vidui.
Yeah? In the
Kotel,
it says
Sheyosh Rafa. Oh, I think in the Sefer Mitzvah, and there he says, like, here he starts off saying the Mitzvah to say, and also in Sefer Mitzvah, he says the Mitzvah to the Vidah. Okay, that's the big point.
In the situation, Rabbi Nerakar, Rabbi Nerakar, if you said this has two parts, first, I'm sorry to say this, and second part, I said, I'm not going to do it again.
Right.
I will tell you why I'm sorry about it. Because
okay,
you break your leg.
Right, let's see. What's
the
do this ABC? Okay, that's good. So that's what I was
going to
ask.
You haven't broken your leg. You said I'm registered.
How do you understand the process? Well, Rambam calls you.
What he's saying.
Right, so the Rambam calls you Snochim Mana Ova. Or he says Karota. So what does that mean? Why are you sorry? Why do you regret your leg? Let's assume it's Snochim Mana Ova and Karota seems to be mean the same thing. So, well, why do you regret it? You're sorry. Why are you sorry? How do you say? So you have to karata. What does that mean? You're sorry. Is that what? Anyone?
You realize there's a.
Why are you sorry? What are you sorry for?
You realize that you did that. The cause of a rift between you and God.
Okay.
I mean, could be two reasons. One is because something happened. The person did something, and he insulted Reuven. And Reuven took a bat and beat him up.
Right. So okay. Now I'm asking what makes you sorry? What is the reason behind you sorry? You have, I would have thought before I saw the karate means you're sorry that you did that affair. I'm sorry that I did what Hashem told me not to do. Right. Why am I sorry? Right. No, that's very sorry for obviously, right?
Right.
That's
Charlotte.
Okay. So he's going to have a very, quite long piece here. And we'll see how, what he says you're sorry for. That's it. Okay. I think, well, maybe Mr. Goffin might end up being correct in this. Yeah. We'll see. Let's have a look. Right. It's Mamash, a beautiful piece. It's all very poetic. Yeah. And I didn't mean as opposed to other times. as opposed to the other options here. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. It's Mamash, a beautiful piece. Mamash, poetic. And again, we'll see how he said it. We'll read through it. And then we'll see what he does. I'll try and read through the whole thing. So, he has a bit of before he gets to Karata. He says before that Yovin Levavoi, you should your leave again. That's where the Karata and Shulah comes from. Should understand Kira Umar Ozret Hashem. It's when we see bitter, it's bad to that the fact you have left Hashem, like he said. Right. So that's what before the Karata. You have to understand that. And a second thing, the Yoshiva Liboy, you should also Yoshiva Liboy. That there is a punishment for Aveira. That's what these three things are. It's punishment and revenge and of the price to pay for the Aveira. There's an anger of Hashem for Aveinois. You're going to get a punishment of this. Sword. Okay, so we're going to talk about this. So there's two things you have to know before we start doing karata. Let's aim on the change in the notion here. So there's two things. The first one is Ra Umar Azri Hashem, and the second one is Ish Oynish Lakim Shilim. The first one is Yovin Lavavai. That means this is something which a person might not naturally understand. So you have to stop. Yovin, you have to know. Right? If you do an Amir, you have to know that this has caused a rift, as you said, between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu. The second thing is that Oynish Malkum Shili. Well, everyone knew that. Everyone knows if you're doing an affair, you're going to get some sort of punishment. Right? The problem is here is Yoshiva Liboy. It's not enough to know it, because you knew that already. It's Yoshiva Liboy. You have to take it to heart and really feel it. So to know that there's Oynish Malkum Shili. Okay. So now once you have these two things, you appreciate these two ideas that. Rama Ozrei Hashem, and also there's Oynish Malkum Shilim. So now you can have karata. You've yischorit al matzav aroim. So now you can have karata on the various you've done. Vayemer bovavai. You should say to yourself, Me osisi. Me osisi. What have I done here? How could I have not been scared of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? How can I be scared of the punishment I'm going to get for doing these aviris? Rosh is going to get plenty of pain. I didn't have rachmanis on my guf. Right, this is all explaining this, really, the second thing he said. After you've appreciated it, so now once you really appreciate that, then you can. One second. If I understand now that I'm going to get this oinish, then I'll have karata my mitzvah. After I've done that, I'm going to get punished for it. I didn't have rachmanis on my guf, mishichasoy, from its being destroyed. Interesting, uses a lot of the of shachas, referring to the guf, not to the shon. And we saw it once married around the seemed to use before the Roshan of Shachas, referring to Gehenna, to the Shama. He's using it even referring to the guf. So he didn't care about the fact that the guf is going to get destroyed because of the Hanoah Shrega Akkad. Yeah, so he seems right. I didn't care about my guf. We call this Oinash Makim Shinim, the punishment you'll get. Seems to be saying. Just for the Hanoah of this Hanoah I got from doing this Avira. Because someone steals some food, some bread, and he eats it. Even though he knows, after eating and drinking, yagris hashayfit bechotos shinov. Okay, so that means that he's going to get. He knows he's going to get caught, and the judge is going to. Right. And he brings this pasuk. He says exactly this idea. Inyan shenemar oveiv leish lechem shoker. This the lechem, this bread which he knows is stolen, which he knows is oil, is sweet for him, it's pleasurable for him. Afterwards he's going to have his mouth filled with gravel and stones. Okay. That's one thing. The rom is worse than that. We're going to understand this is going back and on to the second point he made before, or the first point. Right, once you've also understood that Ra Amar Ozvei Es Hashem, that by doing a veil you've caused this rift between you and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he has to have karot on that. He has to say to himself, again, Me'o Tisi, Kyo Yisi ala nefesh ha'yekolo agzori. This is an amazing thing to stop to think about what he's saying here. How to, a way to look at doing an aveira. Should say to yourself, you are an agzori, you are cruel to your neshama. You're cruel to your neshama. It's an amazing way of looking at doing a chet. Right, you are. I didn't care about Reuven Shoma. By doing this mitzvah, what my guf wanted me to do, even though it had this terrible effect on the Shoma, and Shoma is like in pain because of this action I've done. The nitma begula yitzri, and I've been matama myself doing these things. What? Very interesting. What gain? What help? What help is it for my neshama? The Shoma, I've done all these mitzvahs, everything I've done. Everything the Shom has succeeded in acquiring, if at the same time this Avera, I'm doing this Avera, and is dirtying the Shom, and it's Ro, that somehow that makes everything I've done, even all the roughness I've done, is worthless. How could I have swapped or given up just for the world, which is Oilam Ilomim, Oilam Abod, just for this Oilam, which is this world, which is just perfect?
I lost right now logic. We start as follows things. I'm idiot. I'm going to walk in Ramallah in 3 times.
Right, that was the first thing.
I'm just idiot. What I'm doing. Okay, right. I was saying.
Then there's two reasons why. Right, one thing.
Dignan, sorry about it. If I'm not out of my mind. If not, my parents will beat me and say, you idiot. Somebody needs to tell me that I am. So right now, when we all of a sudden jump in Nashama, in what part of this?
Right, so that's what he said. We started off saying two things. When you do an Avera, that causes two things. So before you have the Karata, we said you have to understand two things. First of all, by doing an Avera, this person will get a punishment.
Yes.
Right. And second of all, by doing the Avera affects the Neshama. And you've left Hashem, you've abandoned
the Neshama. Second thing, what I'm sorry about, right?
That's second thing, what's going to happen. And now he explains, for both these things, you have to be sorry. You have to express charity. You understand that it wasn't worth it to do this, Maisa, because of these two things. So first of all, how stupid could I have been that I did this thing, I'm going to end up getting beaten up by it. And second thing, how could I have done this thing?
Yes, okay.
How could I have affected my neshamas?
Yes, so right now it's beaten up Kamin. And the practical left Kamin. Right now. First I understood. The Hashem in charge, I don't like to be thwarted or my family. Right now let's assume I have no clue that it is hurt my neshamas.
Right. So,
now I'm out of teshuvah.
Right, so that's why he says, that's why he started off, his introduction to this piece was before we get to the Charata. Yovin Levav Rikiram as Eretz Hashem. First of all, you have to know that. You have to know that Ram was Eretz Hashem, like I said before. After you've understood that and appreciated that,
you don't know your Hashem.
Right, then you can have Charata.
What it even means. There's no teshuvah.
Right. So that's just one second. If he carries on,
I don't know what means that my Hashem will be cured at all. I cured you. I have no clue even. Clue. But unless you know, there's not a clue.
Right. Or this part of the heart. Yeah. So ech nimshalti ka behemayt et meisi. I behaved like an animal. Yeah. Valachti acharitzi kesus kaperet. Went after my... Yeah. So he carries on, he behaved like an animal, he just went whatever your yates or your inclinations wanted you to do without understanding. And I wandered off the path of the correct path of the logical, straight thinking path. So here he carries on, here it gets really, really eloquent, really, really beautiful. When he made me, the way he made me was he blew into me, through my nostrils, the Nishmas Chaim. Which is Chachma slave, the Tuvat Seichel, full of Chachma and Seichel. And the point of that was Lahakirai, in order that I should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Yiram Nefonov, and to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zelim Shoyl Beguf, Yechol Tel Doisov. The reason why he gave me this Neshama is that I should use this Neshama to be Moshel or over the Guf. Right, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made out of two parts, made out of the Guf. And the neshama, like we just said before, the purpose of life is that the ruchnius, the neshama, should overcome the natiyas that the guf has to gashmis and to averus. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu made us. Kasher himshila al shar bani chayim shinim medabrim. The same way, as this is also again very interesting. The same way that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamshil, the person, the human being, over other animal forms. In a medabrim, not on this level of a medabrim of speech. Same as human beings are moshel, like it says in the apostle in Bereshit over animals. So the same way we have our own animalistic cells, our body. It's the same way. We have to approach that in the same way as our neshama has to should be moshel over the animal part of ourselves. I'll show you kol beino nechmada because the neshama is the most important part. Okay. So, if you understand that, if I know that is why, that's the reason why it's created. I did the total opposite. As I meant to be allowed my neshama to overcome the guf, and instead, I let the guf overcome the neshama. So, lo malichayim. Sounds a bit extreme here, but I'll see in a second what he's saying. What's the point of chayim? That's the reason why it's given chayim. In his name, he brings the posuk in Mishnei. So I took here the liberty, I printed out here, there's a Rabbein Yonah on Mishnei, and explains the pasuk, very similar to what here, I think it's even a bit clearer what he's saying here. Then I made a few copies, and see, we can go through here how he explains this pasuk, if you want. He says, Odom Toya, the positive is Odom Toya Midech Haskel, which is the same wording used before. The person wanders off the path of Seichel. Bekal Refoim Yenoch. Bekal Refoim means among the dead people. He should rest among those who are dead. In other words, he should die. Yeah, there's no point in living. Someone who does Averus. So he explains this again over here in Mishnei. So Odom Toya Midech Haskel. I mean, the person who is Nimshach Achrei Hatavo. The Yimra Biglolo as PNF Shachmo, he betrays the Nefesh Shachmo, which you call Kanesh Baruch Hu. So then this person, the Kala from Yenoach, Loi Nove Omde Benachayim, there's no point of him living. It's appropriate for this person to rest among the dead. V'yeshuvu among with the dead. He should. That's where he belongs. V'yeshuvu avo yisidoy savar shoshan. Yeah, anyway, the person is made out of this physical, made out of the four. So you know, they should return. Why? And he says, as he explained here again, because the purpose of the creating a person was that the nefesh should be moshel over his tayvus. That is the way. That is the way we serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We say when we say Hashem made us in that way, that we should be that we should be moshel our ruchnis and shama over the tayvus, over the guf. That is the we were made to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that is the way we serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, by doing what we were created to do, by being moshel and shama. How do you get to this level of doing of serving Hashem in this way? It comes through Yiras Shemaim. Vayirah hi akoved. Okay, whatever it means, Yiras Shemaim is having Yiras Shemaim is kovid Shemaim, and the purpose of the Briah is kovid Shemaim. So the way Hashem made the world for to now be kovid Shemaim. So the way he does it is he made us in a way that we can do this. We can be Moshal Ar Yetzer over. I think not to do that for us. That itself is how we Ma'abek Kovid Shemaim, which was the purpose of the whole Briah. And therefore, Yisra Behevach Nizah, someone who does the opposite, Sha'oizav Derech HaSeichal Aziva Gemurah, someone who totally leaves this path and goes the opposite way, Neshachay Hofkoi, which is the opposite of this, is the Sheker. So he's also Hefecha Kavod HaMetziot. He's done exactly the opposite of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu made the world for. So that's why El Kate Eina Kavod HaSeichal Aziva. There's no point in Hashem joining him together, his Guf and his Nefesh. That was the whole point, was to be moshel the guf over it. So what was the point of making this person being created? He's not doing the purpose of this creation. So that's why the pasuk says someone who's toyim derech haseichel become a form yinoach. It's appropriate for him. We should abandon, or we should disconnect, or we should this connection of the ruach mashama. Oh, you're not using it. You're not doing it as you should. So let's just abandon it and go back to what it was. So he carries on there, which is interesting. He carries on there that pasuk is a continuation of the pasuk before that. We're talking about people who really hate the right way, or hate mishpat, the soinim mishpat, soinim ames, the person who are totally gone off this derech haseichel.
So interesting thing is that the person, the whole point is the kashim shemayim, this world,
right? Right.
Person does it in the air. There's a chilul Hashem. What's chilul? Cholo creates a vacuum. So Hashem, he causes Hashem to not to be the opposite of
him. Right. Yeah. Too much. Yeah.
Person doesn't have the right to exist anymore.
Right. That's what he's saying.
Right now, why is we still here for life? People
walking. Okay. So he carries on. Very nice. Yes. Very good point.
But we need to be dead already. Long time ago,
right? First of all, okay. That's what he's saying. He carries on and he says, "This we're talking until he carries on there in Mishnah." He says, "We're talking about here. People have totally left. They have totally embraced this wrong path, the sheker. So then, there's no point for them anymore." Avol misha oiver avera achetav. He had a tithe when he did one avera. Pitochim ki oiver avos bidrochov. There are many ways where he still could be continuing on the right way. So he says,
the potential.
You know, the potential he has. He is being Malak Vichanayim. He is carrying on the right way. In this one point, he went off the way. Okay, so we're not talking about him. Right? There's no question. He still is doing what he's meant to do most of the time. He went to, this, what he says there is that we're talking about the Pasuk, which says, the Kalifom Yenoach is talking about someone who is not at all going on, totally not going the right way. He's allowing his goof to be motioned and shaman every time. So then there's absolutely no point of him continuing as he was. So that's interesting. I'm not sure how that fits into what he's saying here. He's saying here, he seems to be talking about anybody who's done any Aveira and Safarota, and should think, as he's saying, even though really nice of Kaddish Baruch, we're not going to look at you as someone who doesn't deserve time anymore, because there's many ways that you are going on the right path. But the person himself shouldn't look at it like that. The person himself has to look at it, well, at least in this point, in this thing I've done, I went to the path, I did something which in itself was something which is worthwhile, which you could say on that to play that Mikala Swami Nath. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe that's how you have to fit these in together. Like upon him, if we look back again inside him, and when you know, then we see he's saying the same thing, actually. We saw it, as he says there. Yeah, he added in here, he started the hitting Habayr Nafak at the beginning of this piece. Habayr Nafak Vabinishma Skaim Chachma Sevetev Sechel. He gave me an Ashama, La Kiroi Ole Yiram Unifonov. He adds it again, in the same as he said over there. The point is, so we should know Hashem and I should fear him. Velim Shreel Meguf Chokol Vil Beisov. So we see now, he's not saying a few separate things. The way he explained it was, the way I express my yira, the yira is a limshah beguf kol v'dosav. That is an expression of the yiras shemayim, which brings the kolod, which was the purpose of the bria. Okay, that's all. Another thing which you have to think about, that you're not utilizing the shema in the way you should have used it. That's something you have to have crafted for. And he carries on. He hasn't finished yet. But oy, furthermore, ki kim mishpat habehimah atisias, even worse than a behemoth, it didn't do as much as even an animal does. I will shafalti mena, as worse. Kiyoda shal kenehu v'chamoyr evos v'alav. Even an animal, he knows who its master is. The chamoyr knows the trap of its v'alim, of its master. V'ni lo yodati v'lo yisbeinanti. I didn't know. And I wasn't disappointed. This is obviously very clearly an allusion to the posuk in Yeshaya, which is saying, after Shabbos Chazoyim and Dvorim, Shimon Shemayim was in Eretz. Bonim gadalti v'ramanti v'ein poshubi. Shoyer yod shoyer koineyo v'chamoyer eivus balov. Ami lo ami Yisroel lo yoda. Ami lo yisbeinam. So that's what he's saying here. This one. Lo yodati lo yisbeinanti. I'm worse than the shoyer and the chamoyer. I at least know something. He is even worse than the animal. Not only has he should be better than the animal, obviously, because he's meant to use his neshama to move over his animal part, and he'd have his animal instinct to overcome. But he's worse than a normal animal, because they at least know something. They know who the master is, and you, I mean, lo yoda, Israel lo yoda, I mean,
can you clarify one thing? Tell me an example when you, not you, when Rudy knows that he utilizes his neshama. I can say, today I use my hand. Today I use my head. Today I use my nose. When Reuven can come home and say, today I use my neshama.
Yeah, anytime you have a mechemes hayetzer, and you have a should I do this? Should I say the first neshama or not say neshama? And you're mitgaber, and you don't say
it. It comes from by here. There's only one indication of using good neshama is right by here. It is what you say, right?
By Bechira.
It's only and only way.
Right. Anytime you have a choice to do an Aveira.
Okay, this is what I would like to know. Absolutely. Because you know, if you would like to learn it, not for like now, I need to come home and say, today I used my neshama properly.
Right. Yeah, so you're right. It's an interesting way to look at it. I mean, we mentioned it.
We'll give you 50 cents. Yeah, you know, the thing is, what bothers me? bothers me. And I don't like to join it. There's a lot of political correct views. Hashem, Nashama, whatever. Everybody said Baruch Hashem. You know, I don't like to be lying.
Right.
So I afraid to be more than to like my Nashama. I don't like to lie.
So you're right.
Right now I need to understand.
Right. In other words, you're right.
What it means.
You're right. We have to look at the things as well. After we've done a very one of the truth, we have to realize what has happened. You're right. We have to stop to think and realize that when I did that, to really that what I had. I had a Mokhemet Sayyid for that.
This
whole thing is.
There's only one thing. What is that?
The whole thing, I mean, I think it's to make it simple for the simple person like me is are you doing the Ratzon Hashem or not? Simple.
So that's what we mentioned in the beginning.
If you're not going to be doing the Ratzon Hashem, then you're in the parasha. If you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, then you're
okay,
you're
so thank you. Right. But I want to comment on what you're saying. Let me give you 2 seconds to finish, and then I'll get it.
Also could be questioned. Why? Because pure person doing Ratzon Hashem is not realizing it's a Ratzon Hashem.
Okay.
So right now, in the evening, you will not be able to answer yourself. You will collide in someone or not. If you're doing Rotten Hashem, you will burst whatever. Today you did 20 things with Hashem request, but you have no clue that he requested from you.
Was that the truth?
No, it's good. Right now.
The problem is, you did something that's against the
Rotten Hashem. No.
Then you don't realize. That's what that's
about. Right now, it's exactly what we're talking about. Should you analyze yourself right now?
Okay, but that's not the issue of tshuva.
Okay, that's just let me just finish here.
You also don't know.
Right. So one thing. Let me just finish here, and then I'll want to get back to what you're saying. So let's finish here. He says, "Ta'amti sufi venoshiti seifi. I tasted what was sweet for me, and I abandoned my end."
Right.
I don't know. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm going to be left without this neshama. This is all what you have to think. Right? You're not utilizing neshama properly. Okay. So in other words, again, two things: acharata, the fact that by doing this action you've brought upon yourself all the onus on the suffering, and how you've affected your neshama in this way. All of this, what we have just explained, who ashadibe rinumi all of shalom. Yirmi says in the pasuk, "Ein ish nicham al rasei." There is nobody who is regretting his evil deeds. Leimor is saying, "Me osisi, what have I done?" Now, you said, it's a bit strange. You should have said, "Afkar rasei, I haven't done the rasei Hashem. Let me start off with that. Hashem told me to do it, and I did do it. That's not enough for reason to have afkar rasei." The only way he brings us in is sort of a bit of a bit of an obtuse, vague mention here of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I didn't utilize my neshama as much as I should have, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the neshama to do the right thing and I didn't. But not even then, he's not really saying that I'm having chalaka, I didn't do what Hashem told me to do. Hashem gave me the neshama to use, and I didn't use my neshama in the way I should have used it, and that was it. So, What do you need all this for? Later on, when it comes to Yogoin, which is the third Ikka, so then he says Yogoin, which is, sounds very similar to Chavata. Yogoin is more of a, you're upset, you have more an emotional feeling, you're upset and
you're
embarrassed.
Conscious.
Yeah, so there he says, what he said, then you have to think, come on, Rabbo, ask me some questions. You have to think, I have rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's thinking about that, and that should make you feel terrible. And he carries on there afterwards. So you start the Yonich, Misha Himalat Hashem Yisparach. V'lezocha Yotzra Shebore, I mean, how can you not remember Hashem when you just went against what he told you? So he doesn't really say anything about that. He says, what is Chalata? Chalata is to understand that.
I didn't use tools,
you haven't
given.
Right, not just I didn't do anything. Chalata means not just I'm sorry for what I did. It means I understand the consequences of action, which I've spoken many times, the consequences of the chet. And I don't like the consequences. I appreciate the consequences of the chet. That's chalata. So I think when I understand this, maybe it's a little bit of a jump's not exactly the foolish, the way I understand it is as follows. We need a little bit of an introduction here, that's worth 2 minutes. That's 1 minute. What is tshuva? I mean, I'll say what is tshuva. What is the one point which actually makes the tshuva happen? Which works? Which works? Yeah, we said tshuva, you do an aveira, you do tshuva, you have karot, and you have chet and vidoy, that someone takes the oynish. So there's a mechanism to that. So what is it? Which point of tshuva is the one which we would say is the point, the one thing you have to do which you could say, that's what caused that. Caused me to be about tshuva, to get rid of my avera. Kabbalah l'abo.
What is it?
I used to say Kabbalah l'abo. I've decided not to do the avera again. No? Okay, 1 second. So the Rambam says, Mahi hatshuva. Huh? No, so you have to do it.
You know you're not going to, you can't stop.
Whatever. So I don't know. Well, that's what seen both the Rambam and everybody say, you can't have tshuva without these three things. The harota on the past, the Kabbalah on the future, and the vidui. That's the minimum. So the Rambam says in Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, for some reason he waits till there to actually. Perik Aleph, he talks about when you have to do tshuva, you have to do vidui. Perik Beis, in the middle of Perik, near the beginning of Perik Beis, he says, Umahi atshuva, what is this tshuva which we've been talking about? Who? Sheyazoy v'chachoy techet, or you have to leave the chet. ויצירני מחשבתי ויגמר בליבוי שלא יעשה יועד שנמה יד ראש הדעקוי וישר במחשב איסוף. That is true. Leaving by the to distance himself from the threat, I'm not going to do that again. Then there's the next step.
But that's really the result of feeling that what I did was wrong. Meaning, if I didn't really deep down.
Okay, so you're saying that the way to get to the deeper threat.
Okay. It's the result.
Okay, but that's what makes that. Okay, but if I don't mean it, you're saying it could really be, mean of course. It. You have to mean it. But to get to this process of leaving the threat, which is the real shuvah, you have to first go through the process. Yes. Okay, that could be. But what actually does the shuvah is the.
Rabbi's confession. When you can call your mom and say, "Mom, I made shuvah right now." What legal?
But the Tanakhimina would be, because I mean, I was just reading something about this today, is that you did all this, and then 2 years from now you're in the same matzav and you're nichshol.
Okay.
So what happened to your shuvah?
No. It's a good question, but he has questions. You need to call mom and say, "Mom, I have did shuvah." What trigger you this thought that you did it? Maybe you did not. If he tried to explain,
I only have a couple of minutes, right?
Then you can report yourself, "I did show." What kind of future?
After 120 years.
No.
Okay, all right, well, we'll carry on. Well, let's talk about this after. He carries on the next halacha, v'chein, also, it's not him, we also have to break the balance as well. Shnemach, ki'achri shuvi nichamtia. Since we're saying, besides the shuvah, which is the yad v'chein, you also have to. That yisnechom, the regret, etc. So, okay, that's the portion I'm sending with shuvah. So I saw this year. I mean, this is Rabbeinu Shasin. I must have seen dozens of times. I never actually heard what he's actually saying till this year. When I realized what he's saying, I was almost jumped out of my chair, literally. So later on, he brings the pasuk. He's in the middle of talking about a whole long thing. He says a few synonyms. Umoide v'oizav yirucham. Brings the pasuk. Umoide v'oizav. So you get v'oizav. To do tshuva, you need to be moide, to admit, to do vidoy. V'oizav, and leave the chet. Perish. The tshuva is soides ha-tshuva shleisha. As I've been saying the whole time, there's three parts of tshuva. There's the charota and the vidoy, which are both included in the moide. The vidoy means you're expressing the charota that you felt. Okay, so. Well, his words are that you only do vidoy if you have done charota. So charota and vidoy, that's moida, and oizev, aziva sachet. Now, in shuvah, of course, mishnah shleila, you have to do all of these three. Why? Ki amischoret umisvadeh ve'enenu oizev sachet. If you just do the charota and the vidoy and you don't do the aziva sachet, doyme remisha toivel v'sharetz biyodoy. You're like someone who's toivel v'sharetz biyodoy. How can you? You're doing the tefillah, but at the same time you're holding on to the head, right? So that's not going to work. So you have to do a chet as well. Okay. So you have to do both. So what's he saying? He's saying, what is the actual tefillah? The tefillah is the charota and the vidui. The charota and the vidui itself won't work, because if you do the charota and the vidui, you haven't have to do the chet, and your tail will shout to the other. That's stopping the tshuva working. But the real tshuva is not the tefillah and the chet, like the Rambam says. The real tshuva. It's the charota. So that is what actually triggers. That's what causes the shuvah. That is the mechanism of shuvah. So how does that work? I mean, what does that mean? Does charota? Charota. So the way I understand it, such way of me saying, he said several times in the pasuk.
The Rambam himself says, right? He says, how do you know you did really shuvah? You end the same. The same matzav.
That's how you know.
Don't do it.
But what is the shuvah? The shuvah Rambam says is the shuvah. The main shuvah is the Rambam says the stopping the avayas. He's saying stopping the avayas is not what is the shuvah.
Yeah.
The shuvah doesn't work without that. The so actual shuvah, which causes the kapara, is the charota.
Okay.
Is the charota. Now he says a couple of times here the pasuk in the pasuk. Ein ish nichama, ein ish. You haven't had charota. That's what he started off. What have I done? Understand, he's saying like this. The way charota works, it's not just saying, "I'm sorry what I've done." Right? You see, in London, in halacha, there's a musar, I'll compare it, maybe it's a slightly wild comparison, a lot of bittul, right? Then we have bittul by the comments. You can be mivatel by the zara. There's bittul reshus by eruvin. So the Ramban explains it's not that. There are some Rishonim who learn a bittul chum. Bittul is hefker. The Ramban explains it's not hefker. Bittul means I'm disassociating myself from it. I consider this thing to be worthless. In my eyes, it's worthless. Therefore, by disassociating myself from this, by the way I relate to this thing is that it's totally worthless. So that itself considers if it has no connection to me. Right? The same way with Vaidazola, Bittul Rishus, he says, by Eruvin, he say, I'm not interested in going out of my. Okay, no, I'm not going to go into that. Right? So what he's saying is, Charota is re-evaluating the action. At the time I did this action, I considered I wanted to do it. When I stop and I realize what the real consequences of this action are, and I see, Meo Sisi, what is this I have done? I see this is not an action I thought I wanted this action. I thought this assumption is good for me, something which I wanted to do. And I see now the real consequence. What is action? This is an action which causes me tzar. This is an action which brings me oinish. The consequence, I see the real consequence of this action, that causes real charota, that is a way of disassociating yourself from this action. Very similar to what the Rambam says. After you've done shuv, you're like a new, this is what I think Mr. Rochman's right in the beginning. You consider that you're a new person. Yeah, but the Rambam, right, the Rambam would consider that part of the Aziva Sahet. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that is charota. The act of tshuva is by disassociating yourself from this action, we can start to undo the ashpa of this action. We can be mevatel the titzah of this action had in your neshama.
You know Rabbi Lefter, you heard that name Rabbi Lefter?
Yes.
Rabbi Lefter gives very, very clear indication that you make the tshuva, which I'm using for the last 10 years. If not, you did good. If what you did disgusting for you, not that you saw it, it's disgusting. For example, piece of pork today, if somebody put in your, it's disgusting. It's not because you emotionally, it's just disgusting. Oh, you made the draw. If not,
but at the same time, Chazal say, right,
yeah,
that you shouldn't go around saying that this is not as disgusting. No, this is Rosh Hashem.
I'm not eating it because I find it doesn't taste nice.
Yeah,
right. I'm not eating it because of Rosh Hashem. Right.
It's not that disgusting. What you did disgust.
What is it? Your act of eating it.
You ate
it. You've gone against Rosh Hashem.
You
say, but it goes back to the Rosh Hashem.
Right.
It's not that inherently this act is
disgusting. No, it's not that disgusting. That's good. Disgusting.
So I'm not even
the fact that you did that video on itself. Pork tastes good. Everybody agrees.
Right.
Pork tastes good. But put pork in your thing, it's disgusting. It's not nothing to do with.
Why is it disgusting?
It's disgusting because Hashem said disgusting.
Exactly.
The fact that it's disgusting and the fact that Hashem told you not to do it, that's all you're going. You should feel that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the charota is.
The disgust that a person feels. I think it's not because, again, it's not because of the pig has this disgusting. It's because it's what it's done.
Yeah,
I'm destroying my neshama,
right,
which
yeah,
again,
yeah,
gave me.
Right.
That's the disgust I have to feel.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe child.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If you want, I'm not sure if you will use the word.
Not that the fact is disgusting. No, it's great.
Right,
but I can't do it.
Yeah, it's disgusting because
right.
Of the